got a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Bull, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you wear the manoeuvre with Rob Bollocks?
Do you know, the funny thing is that right now somebody is actually parking it up the Khyber Pass.
Yes, it's true.
That's they getting ready for work?
That's my favourite out of all of them. Yeah. Right, I'm going to get into it. This week I've got a retraction and a catch-up.
Oh, it's a big man that can retract.
Phrasing?
Yeah. Okay, last week I talked about the super volcano and NASA drilling holes in it. And
this is in Yellowstone Park.
In Yellowstone Park. And it was a bullshit story. I'm not going to say fake news, I just said it. The BBC actually did it as like a fantasy story, really.
Was it an April Fool's Day story?
Well, I don't know really.
Well, but we're past April, aren't we?
I should have sussed it because they mentioned Bruce Willis flying shuttles onto an asteroid to save the planet. That should have done alarm bells for me.
They did actually shoot that thing onto that asteroid, though.
Didn't
but take photos of it.
Didn't
Neil
deGrasse Tyson say that might work, but the odds were...
Well, apparently there's been quite a few...
Not with Bruce Willis, it's not going to work.
There's been quite a few... Oh, do you know what?
Oh, he might be a multitasker.
I actually... I watched the trilogy of films he did. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Die Hard?
Yeah, Die Hard. I saw 1, 2 and 3 the other week.
Why?
Brilliant. They were really good.
They're Christmassy movies, though.
Oh, well, I thought it was... It's always going to be Christmas somewhere. But anyway...
Unless it's June.
Lots of scientists actually come along and said, no, this is rubbish. They haven't got the technology to do it. Like, that magma is at least 10 k's deep.
They
can't drill that deep.
Okay.
Technology doesn't exist, blah, blah, blah.
Hold on,
so
but,
much water would
but
be
what about,
needed
what about
to
all
do
the,
it.
All the earthquakes that were reported?
Oh, yeah, that's...
They were true.
That's all true.
So there's just 50 zillion earthquakes and don't worry about anyone.
Yeah, basically they're saying that it's not going to happen now. So I don't know. But I'll tell
you what... You can't trust the biblical.
But the good thing that come out of this, when I was looking at scientists' names, there was actually a name called Brian Wilcox come up, but I didn't read that properly. In my brain, it just said Brian Cox. Because I really like
Professor
him.
Brian Cox,
Professor
you thought
Brian
of
Cox. And
Professor
Brian Cox. I googled Brian him, Cox. And he's actually coming to Auckland the 7th of November.
I love Brian Cox, Professor Brian Cox.
So some good come out of that story. So he's coming over on the 7th of November.
He's not coming over because of that, though, is he?
Yeah, he is. He's going to come and sort me out because I said stuff that he disagreed with.
That'd be good if he came on Adam and Eva, wouldn't it?
Well, that's what I'm trying to think. I've got my people getting in touch with his people.
We're going to try and get him for an interview.
Yeah.
Can we get him on Adam and Eva?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You and Rob giving
some
him a grilling.
Beauties, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I think he would just laugh in my face.
Do you remember when the McGillicuddy Serious Party said they were going to reroute all of the magma underneath Auckland so it would warm all Auckland's homes?
Brilliant. That sounds so nice.
So there's a few holes
in
there.
Doesn't sound cosy?
It does sound very cosy. It makes me want to go and buy a pair of slippers.
Isn't that what happens in Rotorua?
I think that's geothermal steam, but they also offered free vasectomies.
Yeah, but why does it warm up? If it's got to be sank underneath
free,
it.
Free vasectomy
it
in Rotorua.
No, McGillicuddy Sirius's main two policies were reroute the magma and free vasectomies for all men.
And Professor Brian Cox is in the McGillicuddy Sirius Party.
No.
No.
Okay.
No, mate. No.
Anyway.
We were talking about volcanoes.
That's enough of that. Maybe. Right. Now, I'll do a little catch-up on the...
I love talking about volcanoes, by the way.
The head transplant.
What's your favourite part about volcanoes before we get on to head transplants?
The bit when they just when it just goes.
The eruption. The eruption.
You like the eruption?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny, what about you?
Good lahar is always great.
A good lahar. Good man. Yeah. It can be devastating, though. Very unexpected. That's what. Hence the word lahar. Like lahar. Like that's. I just like the gentle ooze of the lava. I really do. The eruption's great, and you see some neat stuff, but it's
nothing wrong with a gentle ooze.
And I'll tell you what, anyone who's not terrified of a pyroclastic flow,
pyroclastic
is it? It's different then. Pyroclastic, plastic.
Plastic sounds better though. Maybe you should just call it that.
The pyroflow, a big anyway, just a wall of just hot ash just coming at you 1,000 miles an hour.
I changed my mind. Can I change my mind?
Okay.
My favourite thing about volcanoes is it's the longest word in the English language, and when I was little I learnt it because of course I did.
It's the longest word in the English language?
It's the name of the ailment you get when you inhale too much of the fine dust after a volcanic eruption. Pneumonotromicroscopic silica volcanoconiosis. Thanks, guys.
Wow. Okay. I don't know what to say about that.
Wish you could see all the eyes in the studio right now just going, you
No one even going to have a chance at that.
I think my head's going to explode.
Pulled that out of thin air, didn't you?
Right. I don't know whether I can beat that, but I'll try it.
Check your phone.
The head transplant story I talked about a few weeks ago.
That comes close to getting close to it anyway. Yep.
Well,
Johnny, are you across this, Johnny?
I think so.
The head transplant story from a few weeks ago?
Yeah, he gave me a brief on it. Yeah. I don't think we went into depth.
I think it might be fair to give a quick recap.
Italian nutcase doctor, neurosurgeon Sergio Canavero was going to do a head transplant, but actually we've got it wrong. It's not a head transplant, it's a body transplant
So they're not putting a new head on, they're getting rid of the body and putting a new body on.
Exactly.
All right, I'm
with you. From the Russian geezer.
So the head remains normal. The head remains normal. There shouldn't be any problem, as long as you're a head that can exist without a body.
Right, it's got spinal muscular atrophy. It's not really, really good. And this Italian was going to do this operation, but now the Russian has actually pulled away from it and said, oh, look, he's going to actually have conventional surgery where they're putting a steel implant down his spine so it sort of straightens him up a little bit and he can breathe and he actually get a bit of quality of life.
Yeah, right, as opposed to maybe dying.
But now they're taking the whole thing to China and they're going to do it in China with an unknown... This is a bit that I find very disturbing. Not the whole story is not disturbing anyway. But the Chinese are going to do it. Now, we know what they're like when it comes to organ...
Harvesting,
which is such a horrible thing to say when you're thinking about human, well, anything really. And they haven't got a very good track record. I remember seeing a documentary a little while ago, maybe a couple of years ago, when they were using criminals.
They often use prisoners for such things. In fact, one of my favourite stories in the world is when they got busted. When I say they, I don't mean China. I mean, but some companies in China were busted using the skin from prisoners in women's facial cream that were selling in the high street of London.
So
check it, fact check it.
No, this sounds... It's vile.
Yeah, so...
I mean, they put placenta in a lot of those things, so it kind of stands to reason.
So, I don't know. That's a story I'm going to keep on. But what I'm trying to get across here is every time Mikey gives me a subject, I talk about it and I think about it, but I don't forget it.
No,
and I'm over everything that
we talk
about.
You're gradually changing the shape of Rob's brain.
Yeah.
So it's like normal.
As Mike said, it takes a big man to come back and clarify and make retractions. Speaking of clarification, somebody's just come in on the text machine saying, my mum keeps going on and on about Rob being Banksy. Can you please clarify so we can either help get her the help she needs or celebrate her geniusness?
I'll take this one. Thanks. Why don't we just do that and then the whole jig will be up.
Yep.
Shall we do that? And then all the fun that we've been having of no one necessarily exactly knowing where the Banksy is, like that. Do you want to just ruin it? I'm sorry about your mum, but do you want to just ruin it? Isn't it nice to have that little bit of mystery?
Yeah, I spoke out of line, really. I shouldn't have said it.
No, you should. I mean, achievements outweigh you've done such amazing work, man, and it's just
thank you, and
especially when other people are starting to take take credit for it. Perhaps your mum might want to come in and meet Rob.
Yeah,
we'd be happy to do a meet and greet. Rob, do you think?
Yeah, I will have maybe a bucket on my head.
You could sign a face painted piece of art.
Yeah, I will do.
Yeah.
Yep.
You be happy to do that?
I'm happy to do anything you ask me to, Mikey.
Anything. Thank you very much. Hey, thank you, Rob. Appreciate the clarification. Thank you for the head transplant update.
Yep.
And look forward to...
Body transplant.
Body transplant. Sounds like a new thing Liz Mills might have organised. people still zumbering?
I think so.
Yeah, right on.
Not in my manner.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone a sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
I'm just